Welcome. We're glad you're here. You're about to hear the teaching of Pastor Randy Castillo from Harvest Bible Church in Mojave Valley, Arizona. Please enjoy our website at hbcaz.org. So get ready. Find your Bible. Open your heart. Here is Pastor Randy.
So let me pray one more time real quick. I'm kind of foggy brain. Father, speak through me. Speak through everyone who's going to share today. And Lord, I pray that everyone has their ears to hear on this morning. All right. Psalm 105 says this. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. And that is our goal here at HBC, is for God's faithfulness to be revealed to all generations. And we are excited because God is really doing an incredible work. We're going to talk about that in greater detail here in a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to start this year off, this new year of HBC, by adding 4 new deacons to our church roster. So what I'm going to ask is all the deacons to come up. Come on up, deacons. Now, in a moment, I'm really trying to yell. Can we have just that way I don't have to push so hard? In a moment, you're going to meet everybody. But let me tell you, here's who we're adding. We're adding Bob Owens, Guy Martin, James Moore, and Robert Galdi. And here's the thing. These men have already been functioning as servants in the church. And all we're doing is recognizing that that's what they're doing. These are men who are invested in what God is doing here at HBC. And these are men who are faithful. They've been found faithful. And they go above and beyond the call of duty. In fact, can I have this? Can I have all the wives stand up? The wives of these men? Yeah. Listen. They need to be applauded because, listen, sometimes I keep these guys kind of late. And so these wives have to make sacrifice. You can sit down now, Cindy. She wants to make sure she gets all the credit she can. Because I'll tell you, yeah, her husband really goes above and beyond the call. They all do. But, listen, these are people who really love this church. They've been praying for this church, and they serve. And they don't just serve in one. They serve in multiple, and they do it, and they do it with joy. And so we recognize that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to anoint them, we're going to lay hands on them, and we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask you from your seat that you would pray with us. So let me come over here. We're going to anoint Robert in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. James, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Guy, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Bob, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah. Woohoo. Let's pray. Father, oh Lord, we just thank you for these awesome men, these faithful men, these men who serve, and they do it for no other reason but to bring you glory. And Father, I pray that, Lord, in this next year, that you would bless everything they put their hands to, that you would bless everything in their heart, that you would just strengthen their marriages, strengthen their walk, help them to grow. And Father, we are most appreciative of these men and all that they do for this church, for these people, for your people. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Woohoo! Yeah. Yay. All right. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask each one of these guys to come up one at a time, and they're going to tell you just a little bit about themselves. So listen, so you know who they are and what they do. And so we're going to have Pastor Gilbert come up first.
Hello, I'm Pastor Gilbert. I'm the assistant pastor here. Most of you know who I am. If you don't, you'll get to know me. I have the privilege of working alongside Pastor Randy, and it really is an honor, because as he serves the Lord, he encourages us to serve the Lord. I also have a privilege of working alongside all these deacons. I'm also a deacon of over 4 ministries, cleaning ministry, a door-to-door, the Apples of Gold, which is our reception ministry, and kitchen. And you'll have a face to them You've seen the connection cards in that seat back in front of you. Now you'll be able to put a face to them. So thank you. God bless.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Guy Martin. My lovely wife is here, Cindy. Nothing more that me and Cindy would love to do for you as a deacon is pray with you, worship with you, minister to you, whatever the need is in your life for you to better serve the Lord. That's what we want to do. And as a deacon, I'm over the worship ministry, sound ministry, media ministry, live stream, and the audio resource. So there's a lot of opportunity back there. It's behind the scenes. If you're a behind the scene person, man, this is for you. So pushing buttons, or it's real easy. So anyway, praise the Lord.
I'm Howard Sisson. I'm the overseer of the junior high, senior high. My bride Carolyn is back there. She's also one of our teachers. I do landscaping. We have OMC. Sorry. We have OMC every Sunday, second service, organized More Christ. So that's what we do. I want our youth to stand up now. Everyone, you need to see this. We have 32 youth out here. Come on. Come on, all of you. All of you. Come on.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you. So as you saw faces, pray for them. They all need your prayer. They're in the battlefield, guys. So we love them, and we love you. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brent, and I serve in the sound ministry back there on Sunday and Wednesdays. You might have seen me looking out at the congregation from the little bird's nest. I also lead and teach the Monday night men's group. That meets every Monday at 6 o'clock. You guys are welcome to join us. We have a great time studying God's Word. I also oversee Beneficial Lifestyles Ministry that's led by Wendy, and Club T2 that's led by David Robbins. And those are also two awesome ministries that you're going to hear more about later. So thank you, guys.
Hello, I'm Bob Owens, and I'm deacon of the security ministry, the greeters ministry, and the first aid ministry, and there's plenty of opportunities for anybody to come and join us. We'd gladly appreciate it, and I thank you guys for letting me serve as one of your deacons, and praise God. Amen.
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm the overseer and deacon of the ushers ministry. We moved a lot of chairs around, I'm sure you can see. Our vision, I guess you would say, for the ushers ministry is that everybody that comes to that door is either in need of Christ or is Christ, and we want to serve you as though you are Christ. We do a lot of other things. We supply the muscle for a lot of the events like OMC, Epic, Harvest, and things of that nature. We do a lot of other things as far as cleaning toilets and things like that. The saying is if you have a broken back, the usher ministry is the place for you. When I joined this ministry, I believed that I was physically impossible to do so, but I stepped out in faith, following after Pastor Gilbert, which is a very difficult task, and God opened up a lot of doors and opportunities for me to be where I'm at today. So if you're wondering if there's a place for you in the usher ministry, there is. Come speak to me afterwards, and thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jim Moore, and I'm the deacon over the Fruits of Harvest Ministry, and I also am the overseer over the maintenance ministry. So we're the guys who fix the lights, put the fans in, you know, whatever is broken, whatever needs to be fixed. That's what we take care of, so that we can keep the Lord's house safe and a good place to worship. So there's lots of opportunities. I'm doing my little pitch here. For the maintenance ministry, got lots of stuff going on. So if you're interested, please fill out the connection card in the seat in front of you, or you can come see me after the service. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Robert. I'm a deacon over the Tree of Life Ministry and the bookstore. Yeah, we have opportunities everywhere. The ministry is an awesome ministry. You have the opportunity to communicate with God in a group, all in agreement, and so we could have the power of the Holy Spirit with us. And the bookstore is awesome. You could get a lot of knowledge and wisdom, and there's a lot of stuff available. You could order stuff if you want. So it's just a really awesome ministry. I'm also a overseer over the security ministry. So there's opportunities there. If anyone has a heart to serve, then that's the place to be. God bless you.
Okay, so these deacons are deacons, and then we have overseers of ministries, and what they do is we split up the ministries between the deacons, and then they have contact people that they talk to, because it might seem confusing. Wait, he said he was over security, and he said he was over security. No, we got a deacon over security, and then we have overseers that run the ministry, and the deacon is just kind of help organize. It's kind of that thing. They're more like a contact person, so that I don't have to be in contact with everyone because I'm just one dude. But, one vato. I often say when I teach, it's just a message in a vato. Okay, so right now what we're going to do is we're going to have the overseers, the one who make the schedules, the ones who actually serve in the different ministries, and then they meet with their deacon once a month or once every 3 months just to let them know how things are going. So now you're going to meet some of the overseers of actually all the overseers of the different ministries that we have here at HBC. So here we go.
Hello. Hi. I'm Desiree, and I oversee worship. There's a big misconception that because we've got a full band up here that there's no opportunity for more to join the ministry. And that's not true. There's plenty of room and to... Whoa. Hello? Yeah? Yes? Okay. And to lead others before the throne of the Lord. You know, there is a lot of talent in the worship team, but more than that, it's about having a heart for worship, a heart to be before the Lord and to come to his throne and just have the congregation follow. So if God's putting that calling on your heart or if you have more interest in that, come talk to me.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I teach the ladies' Bible study. And I just want to invite y'all. We have it on Monday night at 6 and Thursday morning at 9. And we are actually going to restart March 23rd. So we're going to be on a little bit of break. But then we're going to open up with Nehemiah verse by verse. So we're looking forward to starting that awesome study. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Joy. I oversee the kitchen ministry. And if you want to be part of the dream team, come and see me. We'd love for you to serve.
The dream team, or did she say the whipped cream team?
Hello, I'm Lou Ann Parker, and I am the overseer of Fruits of Harvest. It's a prayer, food, and clothing ministry, ministering to the congregation and to the public. And in fact, last Friday, we fed over 55 people. So it's a privilege. It's a privilege to serve in this ministry. So we're always looking for donations and volunteers, so if you are interested, you can fill out one of those cards or come see me. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Christine. I oversee Promised Land, which is our children's church, so that's nursery through fifth grade. We follow a Calvary curriculum, so we don't expect the teachers to come up with their own. We give you the tools. So if anybody has the heart for the kids, come and see me. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Patty, and I'm the overseer of the greeters It is the most fun ministry, I'm sure, that we have here. And we have some super greeters. But we can always use some more. So if you love the Lord and you love people and you just can't wait to welcome them and give them a hug, it's you can do it without getting arrested. So please come see me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Iris, and I'm with the cleaning ministry. Talk about a behind-the-scenes crew. We've got it. And thanks, guys, for your little input. The ushers, Steve brought a point. We clean on Wednesdays, and sometimes between Wednesday and come Sunday morning, there's a little bit of time. So the ushers are kind enough to fill in for us. Good. Talk about opportunity. Our church is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm sure that across the way, we've always been, it hasn't been a slow growth. It's been a big growth. But we've gone from the little place across the way to this one, and it keeps expanding. And as we fill the rooms in the back, those need attention too. And we have some of the most wonderful, dedicated, loving servants of God that I am so pleased and so proud to administer over. I don't administer over them. They do me. And I love them all dearly, and I thank them for their dedication and their due diligence. I love you guys, and thank you so much.
All right, good morning. My name's Vanessa, and I'm not necessarily overseer, but I'm an assistant overseer with Brent and Nicola. He leads our Access Friday Night Bible Studies. It's every other Friday. Basically, it's a Bible study for college-age students to those who are too young to go to Club T2, is how I like to put it. So I cook, I open up my house, and we do fellowship as well for our Bible study. So if you guys are interested, or if any of you would like to maybe possibly open up your home to our Access Bible study, come see me or Brent, and we'd love to get to know more of you. And like I said, I love to cook. I'm not the best, but I love to cook and or order pizza for you all. So definitely get get plugged into Access Bible study. Okay, thank
that
you.
That doesn't count.
It sure does.
Hi, my name is Pauline Covert, and I'm the overseer to the Apples of Gold receptionist ministry. We basically answer the phones. We take the deliveries and be available for if the staff needs any extra help. We make appointments for the pastors and basically answer questions. If anybody is interested, we'd be more than happy to have you on our team. So please see me or fill out a connection card. Thank you.
Good morning. Everybody that's wearing one of these shirts got them out of the Lamppost bookstore, I hope. And that's our little ministry. I'm the overseer of the bookstore. We have just restocked with Bibles. If anybody wears a double, triple, extra large, or a small, come on. It's a great opportunity, and we're always looking for, not victims, we're always looking for helpers. Especially you second service people. The first service seems to always be covered. And we need to have the bookstore open just for a few minutes after second service. So if anybody would like the opportunity, a lot of you read a lot and know a lot of what we have. And there's also, if we read the Bible, which we have lots of, we're always there to help people. And it's a great opportunity. And we certainly could use opportunists. Thanks.
I'm Dave Robbins, and I teach the Club T2 ministry, which many of you are not aware, maybe, but it's a 55 and over ministry, and I do see a few that might qualify. Our next meeting is this Thursday at 6 p.m. at my house. So God is not finished with us yet.
Bless. Next victim.
Good morning, all. My name is Miriam, and I am the overseer of the door-to-door ministry, and it is a great opportunity to store up your treasures in heaven. As the Bible tells us, we are to store up our treasures in heaven. So if you want to know more about it, I invite you to come and just witness. You don't even have to say anything. You can just watch to see how it's done. check your card off for door-to-door ministry. God needs you. Beautiful are the feet that share his word. Amen.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I am the overseer of the multimedia ministry. I am the one who puts words, pictures, videos up on the screens during worship, after worship, during service. And let me tell you, if you can press a button like me, you can do it. And just so you know, it's a great opportunity to get together, fellowship, and have a fun time listening to worship all the time. It's awesome. If you guys want to do that, come talk to me. If you want to learn how to do it, I am actually hosting a class next Sunday after second service. If you want to join, come on down. If you want to just know how the heck we do things, come on down. We would love to show you.
I'm Crystal. I oversee the live stream ministry. I believe we're all here to hear God's word, and there's a lot of people that can't make it here to do so. So we do it. We do the live streaming and post it to social media so that people that can't make it here can hear it.
I'm Michael, and I have the privilege of serving over the prayer ministry. We have knee mail. If you fill out a card in the back of the chair in front of you and you put it in the box, I will put that on a list that I send out to about 80 people now. Every week, and those people have volunteered to pray for the needs of others. Also, we have a messenger page that I can put you on. If you want to list prayers that you need, or if you want to pray for other people, you can join that ministry, and every time that someone needs prayer, you'll get a little bubble on your phone, and you'll be able to find out what they need and pray for them. It's a real privilege.
Hi, my name is Wendy. How are you guys all doing today? Well, every Tuesday, I teach Beneficial Lifestyles class. And what we do is we talk about your everyday life challenges that are going on. Do any of you guys have any problems? You guys are all cured, right? I know I am, right? No, only God is perfect, and that's why we have that awesome Bible. And what is so cool is every week we deal with different topics like worry, anger. None of you guys get mad, right? Or your spouse or your children. Well, we come and laugh and talk about it and read lots of Bible scriptures because the Bible tells us how to live each and every day. But sometimes we get a little distracted by life. So we get together and we regroup on Tuesdays right next door to the reception office from 1 to 2:30. So I'll see you guys there.
Okay, there we go. And let me tell you, she is so full of joy all the time, and everything she does is turned toward the Bible. She was telling us how someone had parked in the handicap spot, and she needed to get that spot, and she saw the people. She goes, "I'm sorry to interrupt your shopping, but I can't." It's just, she's so sweet. Okay, but great class to go to. So we're coming into this year, and one thing that I've always realized is Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so we have a vision here at HBC, and it's worship, win, disciple, send. You'll see it in the, well, today we didn't do a bulletin, but normally it's on the back of the bulletin. It's worship the Lord, win the lost, disciple the saved, and send the equipped. Worship, win, disciple, send. Now, we want to have a vision. We need to have a vision. God says without vision, his people perish. Godly vision promotes faith, not fear. Godly vision motivates people into action. Godly vision requires, here you go, requires risk-taking. Godly vision glorifies God, not people. Now, that's exactly what we are aiming for, desiring here at HBC. Now, what I have to do, some of you are new to HBC. Some of you have been coming a while. But what I want to do right now is I'm going to show you a few pictures to show you where we've come from in the last 10 years. So watch this. Here's the first picture. This is the first building we met as HBC was in this, in the Bermuda Center. it was very small. Look at the next shot. That was our first service right there. By the way, this couple right here, they were there. Brenda and Donnell have been there since the beginning, which is awesome. Show the next picture. Oh, also John Bacow. Where is he? He's not in this service, I don't think. Okay, he's there too. There's a few people who are still here. How awesome is that? Ruth and Ron Perry, they're here. So, next picture. They're having, they're saying, we're never coming back. We're leaving. That pastor is a jerk. Okay, next picture. That's another angle. You can see it's a tiny, tiny little place. In fact, I shared this in first service. When I was teaching that first Sunday, I looked straight across and through the bricks, there was a separation I could see outside. And I was like, this is not going to work when summer hits. Thankfully, we were only in there 3 weeks, I think 4 weeks. And then we moved here to that building where the lawyer was. Yeah, and that's what it looked like when we got here. And so next picture, that was our sanctuary. That was it right there, right in the center. It was little. Next picture. That look at that. That's in our first month. We went from, you saw what we had there. We moved to this building, that building over there. And that was our, within the first month we grew. And there's Brenda and Danielle right there in front row, still in front row. How awesome is that? Okay. That was our fruits of harvest. And it was one room with clothing, one little office room, and one little, if you go see our fruits of harvest now, it's amazing. Next shot. That's another angle of the same room. See how small that is? Next shot. And by the way, the one gal, Norma, she was the first one to come to my house when I had a home Bible study. She since her husband died, she moved to Florida. And then we have Kay and Annetta, and they're both still here. So that's awesome. Next picture. And now that's where we are. We own those two buildings. I'm really screaming, man. We own those two buildings. The building on the left, we own, we've paid for, and the building on the right, we're making payments, and God's good. Isn't 10 years. In just 10 years. And listen, isn't that awesome what God can do in just 10 years if you just stay faithful? So now I had you mark in your Bible Ephesians chapter 4. So open it up, and we're going to start in verse 11. It says, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, some people call this the fivefold ministry. It's not fivefold. It's only four. Because this last one where it says pastor and teacher, that's one position. If you're a pastor, you need to be a teacher. But notice it says, and he himself gave some. Listen, being a pastor isn't something that someone can choose. I did not choose to be a pastor. Being a pastor must be a calling. And if it is a calling, and it is, then there are required specific duties that a pastor must do that he's been called to. And you might say, what are those duties? Well, Ephesians 4 verse 12 tells us. Here you go. So God has given some to be, prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, oftentimes when people say saint, you picture, a statue where you light candles in front of, it's a saint. They're standing all funky, they got the robe on. Listen, if you are a born again believer, guess what? You're a saint. You're a saint. So if you don't believe in Jesus, you're an ain't. So God has given pastors and teachers, which I'm a pastor and a teacher, for the equipping of the saints. y'all. For what? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. My calling as a pastor, here you go, is to teach for the work of the ministry, edifying. But you know what that means? That means that I have to correct. Sometimes I have to correct. That's my least favorite thing to do in church. You know what happens when I correct people? I become very unpopular. But listen, my calling to be a pastor, I was not called to be popular. I was called to teach people, to correct people. And here you go. What am I supposed to teach? Anyone know? The Word of God. Great. Man, you guys are good. Okay, here's what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says. The thing I'm supposed to teach, it says all scripture, that's what I'm to teach, is given, excuse me. Oh, God. Okay, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete. Now, that word complete means mature. That the man of God or woman of God may become mature through thoroughly equipped. Here you go. So the Word of God that I'm supposed to teach is to make you complete, mature, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Dun, dun, dun. See, it's just like over in Ephesians. It says, for the equipping of the saints, for the what? Work of the ministry. Here it says, the Word of God is profitable for what? Reproof and correction and instruction. Folks, sometimes I come up to people and I have to say, you're in sin. This is not good. It's not biblical. And people go, I hate you, Alfalfa. I'm not Alfalfa. It's like, I don't like that guy. Well, I didn't choose this. I didn't say, you know what? I want to wake up today and I just want to make a bunch of people angry. No, it's my calling. It's what God has called me to do. He's called me to teach and to equip you for the work of the ministry. If you are a saint. Now, if you're not a saint, if you're not born again, then I understand. I get it. I'm tracking with you. But I want you to be saved. Verse 13, look what else it says. Excuse me. Well, watch. Till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to that perfect man. That word perfect man is the same as complete. It means mature, not perfect. We're never going to be perfected. The knowledge of the Son, to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Wow. In other words, what he's saying there is that we need to be like Jesus. Our goal is to be like Jesus. The term Christian, you know what it means? Christ-like. So when you tell people I'm a Christian, they're going, you're Christ-like? Well, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. I'm striving for it. So we're to be my responsibility. I'm to be here in this position, and I'm to look out and go, how are we doing as a church? You know, are we looking Christ-like? Does Billy Bob look Christ-like? How about Susie Chapstick? Does she look Christ-like? I always use Susie Chapstick. She's a good friend of mine. Anyways, is she being Christ? And listen, if they're not, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, come here, listen. You know what the Word of God says? And man, does that make me unpopular? But I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to be a pastor and a teacher. And to try and help you and me and us and we to be Christ-like. Okay, great, Pastor Randy. But what does that mean to be Christ-like? Well, how about this? How about if we take Jesus' own words on what he said he was all about? Wouldn't that be something important to know? Right? Matthew 20:28 says this. This is Jesus speaking. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. So he didn't come to be served, but to serve. And how about this? To give his life a ransom for many. You know, that's why Jesus said, hey, pick up your cross and follow me. Follow you where? To serve and to lay your life down. To give up your creature comforts, to give up. And that's what these deacons and these overseers are doing. They're picking up their cross. They just want to be Christ-like. I want to wash your feet. We need to be Christ-like. And all these deacons and overseers, they would love nothing more than to help you, you saint you, to grow. To become more Christ-like, to get you connected. You know, people ask me, hey, Pastor Randy.
Yes?
How do you become a member at HBC? I was like, well, are you a saint or an ain't? Well, I'm a born-again Christian. Great. Then you're a part of the body of Christ. However, I know what you're asking. How do you become a crucial part of the church? Well, by getting plugged in. By beginning to serve, by being Christ-like. Notice it says in 13, till we all come to unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to complete, mature, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what our goal is. Now here's the thing. I love this. If we're not doing that, he tells us what it looks like to the person who's not growing to the stature of Christ. Verse 14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. What he's saying is, when you're not growing in the stature of Christ, you go from this church to that church, next week, another church over there. You're over here, you're over there, you're this way and there. Nowhere are you planting your roots and getting firmly planted in. Amen. Listen, if you're not happy here, that's okay. But find a church, plant your roots, begin to serve, begin to grow, and be Christ-like. You know what travels to and fro out here in the desert? Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed is dry. You step on it, there's no nutrients there. There's no fruit. There's no shade. It's good for nothing other than getting stuck under your car and making a lot of noise. That's the way some people in church sound. Listen, we need to grow. We need to bear fruit. We need to be Christ-like. We need to not be tossed to and fro. We need to be strong in our doctrine and in our teaching. And then watch this, verse 15. And this is what makes me very unpopular. But speaking the truth in love. Now, if I just gave you love, oh, I just love you. Give me a hug. You'd be like creepy. But if I tell you the truth, what is the truth? Whatever the word of God says, correction, instruction, and righteousness, then that is loving. He says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things. Look at this. Into him who is the head. You see, when I speak the truth to you, my whole goal, I've got nothing to gain. My whole goal when I'm correcting you or showing you what the Bible says, it's just for you to look more like Jesus. And watch this, verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every joint, supplies. Did you know you're a joint? Not that kind. Why I ought to. No, body. You know how the body has joints? See where you went? I knew you were going. First service went there too. Stop it. From who the whole body joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies. So you're supposed to supply something to the body according to the effective working by which, listen to this, every part does its share, causes growth to the body for the edifying of itself in love. It's all about love. Every joint, you're a joint, you're to cause movement. You know, you're not to be an arm chopped off and thrown over there in that street over there. Well, you know, I'm a part of that body, but I'm over here. No, we're to work together as a team. And here's the thing. When the whole body is working together, guess what happens?
Growth.
Growth. We will see growth here in this move of God's body when all of the parts. You know why? Here's the thing. God's not going to bring another 100 people to this church if we're not ready to handle another 100 people. However, if everyone's doing their part, now every ministry is functioning on all cylinders. Now we can handle another 100 people, 200, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000. Excuse me. 100,000. That's a big church. Anyways. Now, service. Don't be mad at me. I'm asking you not to be mad at me. Why? I'm about to read to you scripture. Not my words. God's words. I'm supposed to give you God's word, right? Right? Okay. Listen. This is how seriously God takes service. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions. I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more, you shall see the, here you go. You shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. That's just scripture. That's all I'm doing. I'm reading you the word of God. I know my popularity just dropped, but it's the word of God. It's the truth. There were 22 ministries represented here this morning. 22. You can't tell me there's not somewhere that God is saying, you're a good joint there. You would function great there. Here's what happens, and I know this, I get this, because I felt the same way. You feel like, well, I'm not good at that, or I don't have much to offer. Listen, don't despise little things. Do you realize that a little lantern can do what the bright sun can't do? A lantern can shine at night, the sun can't. You know, you could take this little light of mine. I'm going to let it. You can take your little light and shine somewhere. Listen, here's a fact. No one can help everyone, but everyone can help someone. Nobody can do all the ministries in this church, but everyone can serve in one ministry one time a month just to start growing in the Lord. And here's what. If you were to talk to all of them, they would all tell you that they feel more blessed serving than they feel like they are a blessing. That's if you're doing it with the right heart. Because if you're doing it just to, you know, jump through the hoop or do whatever, then yeah, you're going to be miserable. Don't do it. Don't sign up. Don't. Because see, here at HBC, we do have a lot of activity, but we've never been about activity. We're not about leaves. We're about fruit. We want to be a life-saving station, even like OMC. The reason why we do it is not because it's fun. It is. Not because it's messy and fun, because it's both of those, but because it's an opportunity to share Christ. But here's the thing. None of these activities, none of these outreaches can be accomplished without you being a part of the body. Without the whole body serving, we're handicapped. We need the whole body. And by the way, what do you believe the role of the church is? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not to be entertainment. Although some people have accused me of being entertaining, and if you feel that way, great. If you don't, good. How about this? Worship. Right? Worship. Everybody likes different kinds of worship, right? Some people like a choir for worship. I like that. Some people like an organ for choir. I like that. I like organ. Some people like a hillbilly down home, country hoedown worship. I like that. Some people like rap worship. I like that. Some like heavy metal, screamo worship. I like that. As long as it's about Jesus, I like it. I really do. But here's the thing. Some people will come in here and go, oh, it's not a choir. Oh, it's not an organ. Oh, they didn't have one rap song. I didn't get anything out of the worship. Well, let me ask you this. Did you get anything out of the offering box? What are you talking about? If someone came out of church and said, you know, I didn't get anything out of the offering box, they'd say, well, yeah, that would be steal. Do you realize offering in the offering box or offering a song, that's all worship unto God. It's not about you receiving something out of it. It's about you giving something to him. So, oh, and by the way, people ask, well, hey, Pastor Randy, how come you don't ever pass a plate? Well, we have two boxes. There's one at each door. No one pays attention to it. You can put in there if you want to. You can not put in, walk right by it. Just don't take anything out of it. Okay. But I want you to notice this. You know, we've never taken an offering. We've never asked for an offering. We've never asked that people to pledge. We've never, you know, baked, cookie baked, nothing. And yet we bought this building and paid it off in 5 years. No bake sale. No, yeah. Listen. No bake. Not one cookie lost its life paying for this building. Not one. Save the cookies. One of the verses before the end of last year, God put it on my heart like two months before the end of the year that new. Fresh. He's going to do a new thing. And he kept echoing back to me Isaiah 43:19. Actually, this is one of the Bible verses that brought me out here to the desert, by the way. There were two, but this is one of them. But he put this on my heart again this year. And that's why we're doing things differently. But Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And that is what HBC, I believe, has become. It's become a spring of fresh Holy Spirit in this desert. And that's my goal. And so this year, we're going to change a lot of things up. And I'd like for you saints to be a part of what God is doing. See, as your pastor, my interest is in the future. Why is my heart? Oh, thank you. No? That's okay. As your pastor, my interest is in the future. You want to know why? Because that's where we're going to spend the rest of our time, in the future. Too often, people spend too much time looking back. Listen, my hat is off to the past, but my sleeves are rolled up for the future. And I'd like for you to join us in this. That we could all be a part, that we could all grow as a part of the body. There's a couple of things I'd like to invite you to, in case you didn't know. Wednesday night, we have church service here. If, you know, some Sundays you can't make it, you're like, oh, I couldn't make it this Sunday. You know, we got Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. It's a little more intimate. I don't stand up here. I stand down there. We got about 70, 80 people, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more. And it's a little more intimate, but I study just as hard, and we've got a worship team that still leads worship. I'd love for you to come out and be a part of it. I'd love to see our Wednesday grow to be this size of people just desiring to be fed the Word of God. We have prayer. You know, prayer is what fuels this church. It is the foundation of this church. We have prayer Friday night at 5:30 to 6:30. We have prayer Saturday morning at 9. And then we have prayer Sunday morning before service at 8 o'clock across the street. And that's to pray for your pastor so that I don't say something stupid. Because I do too often. Too often. Thank God never mind, stop. Okay. But prayer is what fuels this church. Prayer is what gets us close to God. And you know what? God tends to use those who are close to him. It's like, oh, I got a task. Well, you're right here. Why don't you do it? It's awesome. It's really, really awesome. And, you know, nothing would make me more happy as a pastor than to see every ministry with ample amount of servants reaping the benefits of serving, seeing the body grow, and seeing us all become a big family. Because, listen, real quick, I got time. You know, sometimes I'm walking down the pathway here, coming here, and I see someone, and I hug them, and I get walking, and I might walk by someone, not unintentional, because I got tunnel vision. I'm like on a task. Or if they're a little bit not in that straight line, I believe in good kung fu, no wasted motion. So, and people get mad because I didn't hug them. Well, just run up to me and give me a hug. I want a hug. Me likey huggy. But don't be mad at me. I mean, there's 600 people in this church, about, give or take. And it's kind of hard, you know. For me to hit everyone, there's never, ever, ever, ever do I mean do I want to make anyone feel unloved. It's just I have certain tasks that we have to do, Jennifer and I and some of the other leaders, and so that's why we're raising up deacons and overseers. It's so that we can all do the work of hugging. I'm not the only one with great hugs, although my hugs are pretty spectacular. Gosh. Whew. One last thing. A couple last things. Okay, another hour. No. It's only been 45 minutes. Listen, I have a class coming up. Now, I want to warn you, because next week I'm going to have the sign up. But I want to warn you. Okay, don't put your name down because it sounds romantic to take this class. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. It's a hard class. First, it's hard spiritually because it hurts. Secondly, it is deep theologically. It is fantastic. I love it. This will be my fifth time teaching. It's 22 weeks. It's called BCF. It's Biblical Counseling Foundation. It'll teach you how to counsel people biblically, right way. But first, it's going to make you deal with the sins in your life in a way that you've never done before. So I'm going to have the signups, but don't, because here's what happens. We'll get 64 people signed up to the class, and by halfway through, there's 20 people left because everyone else has bailed because it's too hard, it's too convicting, and it's too much. So listen, I'm not going to be offended if you don't sign up, but if you do sign up, make your yes, yes, and your no, no, and complete the course. It will change your life. It'll change the way you look at the Bible. It'll change the way you look at your sin. It'll change the way you counsel other people. So keep that in mind. But here's the point of our Vision Sunday. You know, first of all, happy birthday, HBC, 10 years, yeah. HBC is 10, so you better behave or a little pow-pow. Oh, my gosh. God loves us so much. The only issue on the table is, do we love him back? He loves us already. Even when I don't love him, even when I didn't love him, even when I'm unfaithful, he still loves me. So that's not a question. The question is, do I love him back? See, God has not called us to get in the game and then have us sit on the sideline and keep score. Too many Christians are just keeping score. Oh, they did that. Oh, they did that. Well, I don't like that. I like this. What about you? What about me? What about looking into our own hearts? Because here's the thing. Time is short, folks. I don't know if you notice. It's getting crazy out there. And everything is right in line with Scripture. And that's a wonderful thing. So let's pray that we are all found praising God. I like what Joel said, saying, thank you, Lord, as much as we say, help me, Lord. That's even louder with the thank you, Lord. So let's be thanking God. Let's show him how much we love him. Let's be saints and not ain'ts. And, you know, pray. Pray, see where God wants you to be. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Ah, so good. So good to be in your house. So good, Lord, to worship you. So good, Lord, to serve your people. So good, Father, to trust that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So good, Lord, to know that your Holy Spirit, that you're in us and wanting to use us to point the way to your Son, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we so need you to empower us and equip us for the tasks we do not feel fit to do. Father God, give us the boldness to not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Lord, in a world that is mocking Christianity now more and more, may we be those who stand upon your word and do not waver. May our yes be yes and our no be no. And may we always say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, to anything that you would ask us to do. Thank you for HBC. Thank you for this work that you have done. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, and I pray nobody hates me today. But Lord, that we can love each other. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.